to look in the book of Psalms this morning, and I'll read to you a psalm here and share some words with you from that psalm. Something that, man, it's touched me. Amen. Praise God. Don't you love reading the Word of God?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We're going to look at Psalms 20. Psalms 20. Good to see all your smiling faces this morning. Both of you. Some of you look like, like maybe the alarm surprised you today or something. But maybe the Lord helping us, we'll get some energy flowing here, all right? Get ourselves fired up a little bit. Amen. Psalms chapter 20, and I'm again reading in verse 1. Notice this very first phrase of the first verse. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. Yes. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Amen. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, let the King hear us when we call.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. This psalm is an interesting psalm. Starts off talking about a day of trouble.
Yeah.
But this here psalm is a battle cry psalm. Mm-hmm. It was a psalm that was used or sang when they went out to fight and they went out to war against their enemies. Whenever the enemy sometimes came against them and they were being attacked, they would sing this psalm as they went out to battle. I want to draw especially your attention to verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Amen. Some trust in chariots and horses, but we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. Amen. I want you to know when David was king, he had a mighty army. He had a mighty army. He won a lot of victories. But David was not known for his chariots and horses. Matter of fact, David gave a lot of chariots and gave a lot of horses away. But David's army was not made up of a lot of chariots and horses. But it was a standing army. It was an army that would stand on its feet. Now, I believe that was the plan of God for the people of Israel. He did not want them to put their trust in military wear, military hardware, chariots and horses of that day. He did not, but he wanted them to put their trust in the Lord and the trust in God. And when they were attacked and people come against them with all types of weapons, amen, they put their trust in God to defend them and to stand up for them. And when I think about the word trust, we're living in a world today where people, they are looking for trust. They want to trust people. They want to put their trust in somebody. But we're living in a day where everything is so shaky. Everything is so unsettled. There's not very many things that you can put your trust into where you can just have confidence and a surety. Now, when I think of a trust, when I was thinking of a trust and the word trust, it can be used as a financial term. You've heard of a trust fund, right? Now, my mom and dad never set one of those up with me with millions of dollars in it. They never did. At least maybe I've got to turn 50 before I get that. Maybe that's what it is. But anyway, a trust fund is usually something that is set up for a child that is an allotment of money that is to be given to them when they reach a certain age. And it's put into a trust fund because it is supposed to be secure. And on that day when they reach that age, they will have a return of some kind to come to them. It's a secure trust fund. Something that will be there. That child don't have the ability to manage it. The child don't have the knowledge or the understanding of how to manage their money. But it's put into a fund that is a trust fund until they get to an age where then they have the knowledge and the understanding and they can draw that money out. But it has to be kept secure until that time. When I think of trust, I think of security. Security. If you trust somebody, you feel secure with them. You feel that you're safe with them, right? If you give somebody money and you say, hold this for me, you trust them. You believe that that money is going to be secure in their hand until you ask for it back. Careful. When you trust somebody, you push confidence or security in them. If you give them some secret, tell them something that is very secretive to you, you are saying, keep it secure. Keep it secure. Don't let everybody know. You trust them. But we are living in a day when people are looking for something that they can trust. Something that will give them security in life. Trust. They are finding that relationships do not bring trust. You can't trust somebody in a relationship today. There's millions of divorce. People, they you never know. They may be there tomorrow, but they may not be there next week. There is a lack of trust, even in a marriage covenant. There is such a lack of trust. Whoever thought back in the days of grandma and grandpa, right? That they would have prenuptial agreements. Yeah. I cannot picture my grandma and grandpa having one of those. I cannot picture them having a prenuptial agreement where, look, you know, in case you leave me, in case you run off, this is what's going to happen. Come on, they had trust. They lived in a day of security where they could trust one another, but we're not living in that kind of a day anymore. Where do you find real security? Where do you find real trust? Wall Street, right? No. Can't find it in the financial world. No, you give your money and the next thing you know, you go to get it and it's gone. And the guy that was managing that fund, he's down in some tropical paradise somewhere living on your money. There's no security. There's no trust. Oh, we can find it in government, can't we? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can trust him when he stands up and says, amen, this is what I will do. Trust him. You can trust him. Right? And then 4 years later, it's never been done. Nothing's ever happened. Nothing's changed. You cannot. There's no trust. No security in the world that we're living in today. When I read this psalm, it starts up by saying, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. If there's ever a time that you need to be able to have somebody you can trust in, it's in the day of trouble. The day of adversity, when adversity comes against your life, you're going to need somebody you can put some trust into. You're going to need somebody you can have some security with. Yeah. You're not going to find it in this world. Children can't find it in their parents.
Right?
Their parents will be there today and gone tomorrow. People cannot find it in their relationships. People cannot find it in their finances. People cannot find security in government. It's only in God that we have our security. And it's in the day of trouble that you need to know beyond a shadow of a doubt, amen, that what you have put trust into will be there. It's in the day of adversity that you really need to know that what you have put your trust into is going to be there to meet the need in your life.
Amen.
Well, when everything's going fine, it's not, you know, we're not worried about it. Trust, okay, you know, it's just a word. But in that day of adversity, who can you trust? In the day of adversity, who can you count on? In the day of trouble, who can you rely on? Who's going to be there when you need somebody the most? Who can you find that you can trust in this world? In the day of trouble and adversity, it comes to every one of us. There will be that day of trouble. There will be the day of trouble. When I read this chapter here, I'm thinking about, you know, everything, the city of Jerusalem, everything's fine. Everything's wonderful. Everything's going good. And then suddenly on the horizon, there's an enemy army that arrives and begins to besiege the city of Jerusalem and to begin to surround them and to begin to cut them off. It's a day of trouble that has come. It is a day of adversity that has come in their life. Amen. They are cut off from everything around them. Amen. Who have they put their trust into? Where is their trust? Where is the trust? Notice what it says. Will the Lord God, the name of the of God of Jacob, he will defend thee in the day of trouble. You can count on the fact that he will be your defense. He will protect you. He will put a hedge about you. He'll be there. You can trust him. You can count on him in the day of trouble. He will be your defense. He will be your hedge about your home. He will be the hedge about your soul. Amen. He will be what protects you. He's your defense. Notice something else. It says, he will send thee help from his sanctuary. Amen. It's him that when you go into the house of the Lord, amen, you can trust in the day of adversity that he will still be there. In the day of adversity, he will send you help in the sanctuary. Amen. In the presence of God, you will find the help that you need. Not only is he going to defend you, but he's going to help you. You can trust him in a day of adversity, a time of trouble, that he will defend you and he will help you.
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
He'll help. And when you're cut off from everything else and there is nowhere else to go, where have you put your trust? Where have you put your trust? Amen. Notice something else here. He says, and he will strengthen thee out of Zion. Not only is he going to defend you, not only is he going to help you, but he's also going to strengthen you. He's going to be your strength in a time of adversity and a time of trouble. You can count on God. If you put your trust in him, put your confidence in him. Hallelujah. Verse 3, remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Man, remember. He's not telling David or to remember, but what he's saying is God will remember. God will remember all your burnt offerings and all of your sacrifices. God will remember you in the time of adversity. He will remember all the prayers you've prayed. He will remember the times you've called out on him. He will remember what you've committed unto him. He will remember that. Amen. And God will stand by you. You can trust him in a day of trouble. Right? Amen. You're looking for a friend that's there when the going gets tough. And what you found is when the going gets tough, the friends get going, right? Amen. They are gone. But God is one. In the day of adversity and the day of trouble, he will be there. He will be there. Now I want you to, that word Selah right there, in the that ends up after verse 3, it's a pause, it's a time of reflection for us to think about those last few verses. Amen. Can we just stop and think for just a moment? Amen. That in the day of adversity, amen, in the day of trouble, amen, our God will defend us. Amen. Think about that for a minute. Just pause and meditate and reflect upon that for a moment. That the God, amen, that you serve today, the God you put your trust in, amen, when adversity comes, He'll be there to defend you. He'll be there to stand up for you. Amen. Oh, sometimes we just need somebody to stand up for us. Somebody to stand up for us. Amen. To be there for us, to defend us. Amen. Think about this for a minute. He'll be there to help us. He'll be there to strengthen us. Amen. And he will remember all of our prayers. He will remember. Hallelujah. Can I tell you this morning, amen, that God wants you to trust in Him. If you put your trust in chariots and horses, you put your trust in the things of this world, the physical things of this world, they will pass away, they will vanish, they will be gone. You put your trust in people, and in the day of trouble, they will not be there. They will not be there. You put your trust in money and riches, let me tell you, in the day of trouble, they will not be there. You think you need to put your trust in the tangible things of this life, and they will not be there, and they will not benefit you in the day of trouble. But if you put your trust in the Lord, put your trust in God, amen, He will be there.
Amen.
He will be there.
Yes, He will.
And you can put your confidence in Him.
You
can trust Him. He is secure. Can I tell you, He has never left us. He said, I'll never leave you, never forsake you. Amen. He is not going out of business. He is not going to be replaced. He is not going to be voted out of the office of God. All right? He is sovereign. There's nobody that vetoes whatever He might want to do. He is sovereign. He has His way. He has His will. He is eternal. He was there yesterday. He's there today. He'll be there tomorrow. He'll be there for all of eternity. And listen, amen, on that day when we stand before God, when we're done living on this earth and this life is over, amen, when we stand before God, amen, that which we have committed unto Him against that day, amen, will be secure. Amen, our salvation will be true. Amen. It will not fail. It'll never pass away. Never. He is secure. He is secure. You can trust Him. You can trust Him. You're asking yourself, who can I trust? Who can I trust? What can I trust? What can I put my trust into? Let me tell you, it's in Jesus Christ. It's in Jesus Christ. You're looking for somebody that will defend you. He'll defend you. You're looking for somebody to help you. He will help you. You're looking for somebody that will give you the strength you need right now. Amen. He'll be there to strengthen you. Amen. And when we stand before God in eternity, He will. Can you imagine what it would be like for a child that has been told all of their life. They've been told all their life that when your dad passed away, he left you a trust fund. When you become a certain age, you'll be provided for. You'll be cared for. You'll be all right. Don't worry about it. For all their life, they're told that. Then when they reach that age, and they sat down before the attorney. The attorney looks across the desk and says, I'm sorry, but everything that was left you is gone. Wow. That'd be disappointing. What? So that's what trust is all about? Can I tell you, when one day you serve the Lord all your life, you live for God, and the preacher tells you, amen, that one day You're going to stand before God, and God will have provided for your eternity. One day, all will be provided for you. He's prepared a place for you. Amen. And you live your life pleasing to God, to serve the Lord, and you live for God. And then that day when you pass away, and you stand before God, and you stand there before Him, amen, He is not going to look at you and say, I'm sorry, but it was all a big joke. It was all a waste of your time. Amen. But He's going to say, well done. He's going to say, it's yours. Enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
You can trust God.
Yes,
you can trust Him with all of eternity.
Yes, you can.
Stand with me if you would. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who can I trust?
Hallelujah.
Who can I trust?
Oh.
So many people that's had a broken heart.
Right.
Because the one that they trusted betrayed them. There's been those that lost faith in humanity.
Right. Yes, they
because
have. That's right.
The ones that they trusted.
That's it.
Betrayed them.
Yeah.
There's been those that have given up on happiness.
That's it.
Because
Amen.
They've been betrayed.
That's it.
By the ones they trusted. I want you to know that God, you can trust Him. He'll be there. He'll be your help. He'll be your salvation. He'll be your defense. He'll be your strength. He'll be what you need today. Church, would you bow your head with me for just a moment? You're here this morning, and the question in your mind is, who can I trust? Who can I trust? Are you asking that today? Are you looking for somebody right now in your life that you can trust? You can trust Jesus. Maybe you've been hurt, betrayed so many times already. But I want you to know you can trust Jesus. Hallelujah. With our heads bowed right now, church, why don't you, and that's finding it hard to trust, why don't you just lift your hand and say, Brother David, pray with me this morning. God bless you for this. God bless you. You're finding it hard to trust. Amen. But God, want you to know that today He's here for you. God bless you. Is there somebody else that lift your hand and say, Brother David, pray with me? I want to know what it is to trust in the Lord, to put my trust in Him. I'm telling you, He will not fail. He will not fail.
Jesus.
I can trust Him today.
Oh,
hallelujah. Praise God. Those that lifted your hand, why don't you just right now just step out. Come down to the front here and find yourself a place to pray. Come right now if you would. Amen. We're tarrying. We're waiting. We'll give you opportunity to come to the altar if you'd like. Amen. To come and find a place to pray. Amen. Let us pray with you today. Hallelujah.
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 Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
life.